available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A shocking story about overreaching and out-of-control child protective agencies has just come to a good end. In October 2001, the Child Protective Agency in Missouri conducted a surprise raid on the Heartland Christian Academy without any prior notice to the school, its students, or parents. These students were not ordinary children. Their parents had put them in Heartland Christian Academy, a school that is charitably devoted to helping troubled youths whom other schools cannot handle. On the pretense that the school was mistreating the kids, government officials forcibly removed many of the students and took them into state custody. However, the government officials had no proof that the children were abused and did not have judicial authority to remove them. The government agency officials probably would have gotten by with this outrage, except that someone made a videotape of the removal of the children, showing that they desperately tried to stay at the school where they knew they were treated fairly. Heartland Christian Academy sued the government officials who carried out this raid and successfully obtained a court order enjoining the government from attempting removal of the children unless it can show reasonable cause to believe that some child is being harmed. The government official appealed, and the state of Missouri provided him with full legal support. The litigation went on for 4 years and 2 appeals, but the Eighth Circuit finally held in favor of Heartland Christian Academy, calling the claims of the Child Protection Agency preposterous. The court agreed that the state agency had violated 4 separate constitutional rights: Heartland Christian Academy's Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable seizure, its 14th Amendment rights to family integrity and procedural due process, and its First Amendment right to freedom of association. We hope that this is a good lesson that will discourage state officials from harassing private schools or seizing students without any adequate evidence.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he used to eat a lot of natural foods until he learned that most people die of natural causes, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and the first thing I need to do today, Jeff, is to apologize to our listeners. You came in here yesterday just as the show was over, and you said, hey, you talked about that 2 or 3 years ago, that was a hoax. And I am kind of dumb about stuff like that, and I got caught in the same trap twice. You know, they say if somebody cheats you the first time, shame on them. If they cheat you the second time, shame on you. And I didn't realize that. I didn't remember this sniper rifle thing. But, you know, it didn't surprise me. For those of you who were not listening yesterday, this was a news story from newswithviews.com. So, I just looked at the News with Views, and usually, I mean, that's about the first time, maybe twice, that we've been caught off guard by that. But usually, Paul Walters does an excellent job. And anyway, it had to do with a company in Copenhagen, Denmark, called Empire North, that has a sniper rifle that shoots an ID chip. And anyway, apparently it is a hoax. So for whatever it's worth, I sent Paul this little note this morning, Jeff. Paul, you and I both got suckered into believing this was true. Apparently this is a hoax. I will assure you, ladies and gentlemen, this will not be the last time this happens. It will happen again and again and again because, as Barnum and Bailey people said, a sucker is born every minute. And it's not April Fool's Day. You know, April Fool comes up, and we won't be able to have April Fool on the show because April Fool's going to be on Saturday. And Jeff already mentioned, he said, well, I can't April Fool. You'll have to do it on Friday. See, my grandmother taught me all about April Fool's Day. If anybody April Fools you the day before, you can come back and say, April this fool is still a coming. You're the biggest fool a running. And if they wait till after the day, then you say, April Fool is coming past. You're the biggest fool at last. Anyway, so much for that. So much for the hopes. A sniper rifle ain't no good. And let's move on. And now, some weeks ago, we had Dave Crooks on. Dave Crooks is the owner and operator of our affiliate there in one of our affiliates in Indiana. And he is also a state legislator in the state house there in Indiana. And he was talking to us about the governor of Indiana wanting to have toll roads, and they were going to sell the ability to build this toll road for $3.8 billion to a foreign company, and they were going to have a 75-year lease on it. And we've discussed this before. It goes all the way back to George H.W. Bush. That's Daddy Bush. Okay, when he was president, he signed Executive Order 12803. Now, this is not a hoax. He plumb done it, okay? 12803, executive order signed by George H.W. Bush. And it would allow for us to privatize part of our, what would normally be considered government-owned properties. Okay, so now the United States is being sold to the highest bidder. It's as simple as that. Our roads, tunnels, bridges, electric supply facilities, we've all heard about the port deal. Waterways, water supply facilities, we've talked about how in Peoria, you know, the water company is owned by a company, I believe, in Germany. All this was legalized under this executive order, which I think all executive orders are unconstitutional. I can't see one thing in the Constitution of the United States that gives a president to just be a dictator, and that's what executive orders do. The president says something, he writes it out, gives it a number, and lo and behold, it becomes the law of the land. Well, anyway, now in Indiana, the governor of Indiana is going to, and his name is Mitch Daniels, he has passed the bill. He's got it through the House. All of the Republicans voted for it, I believe, and all of the Democrats voted against it, but there's more Republicans in Indiana than there are Democrats, so it passed. And the Indiana toll road lease is for 75 years. It is sold to an Australian-Spanish group for $3.8 billion. And I have with me today Representative Trent Van Haften. And they tell me, Trent, that the majority of the Hoosiers were not in favor of this. And I guess if you're a good Hoosier, you didn't vote for this bill.
No, I voted against it, and you're exactly right, Derek. There was some polling done by the Indianapolis Star about a week before we took the vote. And I think statewide there were 60% of Hoosiers against it. And then more interestingly, you look up in the northern part of the state where the Indiana Toll Road runs through. I mean, these folks have seen this road built. They've paid tolls on it over the years. And, you know, they see it as something that belongs to them, that belongs to the state. And I think the numbers were about 80% against leasing that toll road. But the heck with, you know, what our public thinks. Let's go ahead and just do what's best for them, whether they realize that or not.
They want that $3.8 billion buckaroos.
They the big payday.
It's a big payday. Hey, you know, I've never had anybody try to buy me, you know, off for to say something or to not say something. But you know, for $3.8 billion, I don't know whether I could even do it then or not.
But that was the, I think, the blinding light of the whole deal. As you look into it, and the governor was saying, we don't have enough money to fund our road projects over the next 10 years, and here's a way to get that money. And I don't know, I felt it was a little short-sighted on that end of it. You're looking at taking that money and spending it in 10 years, but then you're left with somebody else operating your toll road for the next 65 years, and you don't even have an opportunity to generate any income off of that toll road.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Trent Van Haften. He is a state legislator there in the state of Indiana. And the Indiana House and Senate passed this bill and is signed into law. And now your toll road is going to be operated for the next 75 years by a foreign company. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay, now, is that just on this one toll road?
Yes, right now it's just on the Indiana Toll Road, which is the east-west route in northern Indiana.
However, does it cross the entire state?
Yes, and see, it's kind of, there's a more global significance to this idea, Derry. Here about a year and a half ago, the city of Chicago did the same thing with the Chicago Skyway. The same Spanish or same Australian company operates it now, and the Skyway connects with our toll road. And if you look a little further, the state of Ohio and the state of Pennsylvania are examining privatizing toll roads across their state. So there's a possibility here in the future that you could run from the Philadelphia Harbor all the way to Chicago on roads leased and operated by a company outside the U.S. and a non-governmental company.
Or is it the same company?
Yes.
That's after all of this?
Well, the articles I've read is the same company is putting their bids in or putting their ideas into the state of Pennsylvania and I think also Ohio. So what they're looking at, because it's the best investment for them, would be to own the entire road from point to point.
You know, this $3.8 billion looks like a lot of money, and I understand what they're thinking. But 75 years?
Exactly.
You know, I've done a little bit of land speculation and one thing and another, and I remember very well, it was about 1971, maybe 72, I bought an 80-acre piece of property that joined me. And now this sounds, for people on today's market, say, oh, you stole it. My gosh, I didn't steal it. I bought it at a public auction, and nobody else wanted it. But I gave $12,000 for this 80 acres.
My goodness.
And within just a little while, I got got the house sold for $6,000. So I had the 80 acres bought for like $6,000, which really helped because we were broke back in those days, okay? But the point of it is, that was 35 years ago. And how many times, you know, I'd wish, you know, for $6,000, we should have burned that house down and kept the property. You see what I'm saying? You have no idea what's going to happen in the next decade, much less 75 years down the road. That $3.8 billion might look like a 3-cent postage stamp by then.
Exactly. And one of the significant things is the CEO of this Australian company had a presentation to investors, and he told them that they intended to recoup their investment within 15 years, and then the remaining 60 years, they were looking at anywhere from a 12 to 13% profit each year thereafter. So you see something like that, and oh my goodness, so even if we only got half of that type of profit, just think of what we'd be doing for future generations.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Trent, we're talking about the fact that the state of Indiana has now sold their toll road. You said it's the major east-west highway across northern Indiana. How many miles are we talking about here?
I believe it's 168 miles.
168 miles. Okay, now, are they going to have to keep that up? Because hey, highways don't last very long nowadays.
Exactly. In the concessionaire agreement, there are maintenance standards that must be abided by. And one of the things the governor stressed was if they don't keep the road up, then the state can step in and take it over and still keep all that money.
That they don't really have to build anything. It's already in operation as a toll road, right?
Exactly. There's no initial capital expenditure. There is some call for upgrades to the road and maintaining it over that period of time. But the road's already there. It's been there for a number of years.
The thing that really would bother me about this whole deal is the fact that who knows what's going to happen? 75 years is a long, long time.
Oh, you're exactly right, Derry. I mean, the next two generations are going to be dealing with this, regardless of if we change our transportation, if we're using different modes of transportation. They're still going to be stuck with somebody else operating that toll road and reaping the profits from that toll road. And even looking along those lines, is this money we're getting, we're looking to spend it all within the next 10 years. If you want to make the argument that transportation needs are going to be changed in 50 years, well, why are we taking all this money and spending it within the next 10? Why don't we put more of it aside so if our transportation needs change, we can be flexible enough to change with them?
See, I'm concerned about putting money aside. That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. What are you going to do? What's the state of Indiana going to do with that $3.8 billion? Where is it now?
Well, we have a 10-year road project plan in place. There are a number of roads that need to be upgraded and maintained better. And more importantly for my area of the state, which is down around Evansville in the southwestern corner, we've been looking to get Interstate 69 built between Indianapolis and Evansville. The governor said he's going to use a portion of this $3.8 billion to begin construction on that interstate. So some folks here in my area are saying, we don't mind if we more or less sell off the northern end of the state.
Illinois would like to sell off northern Illinois if they could get rid of Chicago with it. But anyway,
it's true.
Let's go back to Indiana. What does it cost to build a mile of four-lane highway today? Do you have any figures on that?
I've heard some say it costs $1 million to build a mile of road.
And that'd be four-lane or two-lane?
It's never been broken down that way.
Well, it makes a big difference because you're building twice as much highway when you're building four lane.
I guess this was what some of my local county people have been telling me.
Yeah, I don't think you can build a mile of highway for $4 million, especially if you have to start from scratch.
Right. Well, the
you know, $1 million, people spend more than $1 million building a house today.
You're living in a different neighborhood than I am, Derry.
By golly, I come here to our city, and I can show you a lot of houses that cost anywhere you go. I was out in Phoenix here a couple, three or four years ago. There's whole streets of nothing but million-dollar houses.
And I always wonder what those people do for a living.
I think they're politicians.
Well, then I'm in the wrong area of the country.
I know one thing they don't do. They don't feed cattle. Let's go to the telephones. Don in Ohio. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that there is still something called the CAFR, and why is it that we would sell our assets off when this is sitting idle?
Okay, I know what that CAFR is what you're talking about, that every government has all this money in savings someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. I've heard it. This is one of the things that Charlie Collins talked about back when he was running for president, maybe 8 years ago, something like that. I just don't believe that the counties have that kind of money because I know county politicians well enough to know if it was there, it would already be spent.
Well,
do you believe it's there? Do you really believe it?
I think so, because I think they actually have to make an annual...
I've heard the same thing.
Hmm.
But
I'll check into it a little bit more then.
I just can't believe it.
Okay,
but anyway, thanks for the call. Okay, we'll take another call on the other side of the break. Let's take a break. No, we're not going to take a break. What are we going to do? Well, I can give you 30 seconds. It's kind of interesting. Trent, the 100% of the Republicans voted for this, right?
Yeah, in the House, they did.
In the House.
In the state Senate, there were a couple Republicans that voted against it, and there were only two Democrats in the whole assembly, and there were two state senators that voted for it.
But it was pretty much along political lines, was it not?
In the House. In the House, it's pretty close, 52-48, and the governor has demonstrated an uncanny knack to put those people in line.
I don't understand how they can do that either. I guess I've just been, I was raised as an only child by grandparents, and boy, I am spoiled. I wouldn't let them tell me anything. They'd hate me if I was in the state legislature. But anyway, they hate me anyhow, probably. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Precious metals rose to three-week highs on Monday as a weaker dollar boosted the appeal of bullion as an alternative investment. Gold closed up $6.60 to $566.80 an ounce. Silver jumped another 17 cents to $10.87 an ounce. 88 of 90 economists surveyed expect a quarter-point increase from the Fed tomorrow. Traders are likely to sell the dollar unless the Fed speaks out on faster growth. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5333. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show and the subject of a new book, One Man with Courage, Wayne Kreitz tells his story.
Those are the people that had the courage. And that's why I say that justice and freedom does not depend so much upon your willingness to stand up and fight for it for yourself as your willingness to stand up and fight for it for others. Derry, if our family would have stood alone down there, we would have never survived it. But it was because of our friends and our neighbors and people from across the country that I had no idea who they even were. That is the amazing part of this story. And it shows the American people, we're going to have to be willing to stand with other people that's out there on the front lines fighting. That is the strength.
Get the book, One Man with Courage, The Wayne Kreitz Story, now available for just $18 delivered. Send $18, check, cash, or money order to Wayne Kreitz Book, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, cowboys always die with their boots on, so they won't stub their toes when they kick the bucket. Derry Brownfield!
Visiting with Trent Van Haften, and we're talking about Indiana's major moves. That's what the governor calls this. It's a toll road that they just sold for $3.8 billion and sold to a foreign entity that's going to collect the tolls for the next 75 years. Let's go back to Indiana. Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to get right to the point. The federal government built Interstate 90. It's always been there. The classification is for Army usage and transporting troops, etc., around the country. I've always been wondered why they let Indiana, the state of, collect tolls. But anyways, it's not for sale. It wasn't sold. It's leased.
Leased. You're right. It is.
they've done here is kind of like the did with when they took over the California ports, the Panama Canal. What they did, Interstate 90 collects all the traffic from the northwest going to the east, or either way, northeast going to the west, and it travels through Indiana. And it's called, the motto of the state is called the Crossroads of America. And so what they have done here is they're slowly but surely taking control of all the routes or paths in and around this country. And if they do give the $3.8 billion to Indiana, and that state of Indiana, by the way, is a corporation since the 60s. We haven't had a governor, so I wish you'd quit calling him that. And by the way, sir, you are a corporate executive. And if Indiana, the state of Indiana, the corporation state of Indiana, gets that money, I really, it'll be gone in a heartbeat. And by the way, Gary, the CAFR is really true.
Do you believe, you think, explain it, if you know about it, explain it to our listeners. I cannot do a good job of explaining it without going back to my, I have a file on it, but I'd have to go back to my notes.
Okay, well, what it is, it became a second set of books back when the counties and so on, the states and cities became corporations. Remember, they're all corporations. When it's a city, it means it's a corporation. And so what they did is they started setting money aside. And they, at the beginning, they weren't too sure because they were in stocks and they didn't know if they were going to lose or win, but they kept winning. And it got so big that they decided that they had to hide it. And so they called it, it was only seen in the comprehensive annual financial report. And as a matter of fact, they don't want you to see it because about 4 years ago, they passed a law that it doesn't have to be shown to the public anymore. But if you go back to 90s, you know, back into the 90s, and you can get the CAFR reports, you see, and so it's not something, and I realize it's hard for an old dog to learn a new trick, Derry, but I think you really should.
No, I've heard that. Charlie Collins brought this up. This was one of the things he ran on when he was, you remember Charlie Collins?
Yes.
Yes, okay. He talked about this all of the time, and I've heard Charlie speak a time or two since, and he always brings this up. But do you think your county commissioners know about it?
Well, I'm not sure if they're intelligent enough to know the broad scope of what's happening here. But remember, what they're doing is they just captured Interstate 90, which is the main artery between west and east.
Right. It'd be like I-70 down here 100 miles south.
Yes. And here's the other thing I wanted to bring up. This conglomerate said that in 15 years they can recoup their buyout price, and then for the next 60 years make a profit. Well, why can't we do that here in Indiana? See, I figured I could call in because I only live 1 mile from Interstate 90, and you know, I moved here from Buffalo, and going back and forth through the last 20 or 30 years, I mean, I jump on the 90 and go to Buffalo, okay? And I'm no longer going to be able to do that. Or I will not want to. Do you see what I'm saying?
Why? What's the difference?
Well, now my now when I get on there, at any point in time, they can do one of those stop you, check you, and do a.
Do you think that's not coming on all major roads?
But it'll start there. It's got to start somewhere.
Well, it's already started. I mean, I think we're further into this than you realize, or than most people realize. You do realize it. But, you know, I drive the Oklahoma Turnpike occasionally. It's the same thing there.
Yes, I traveled there once when I went out to William Cooper Seminar, and it was fun because I did like 100 miles an hour because everybody else was.
Well, I don't remember that. They've got little signs up that speeds electronically controlled and all that. But anyway, I-90 is just one. You've got 80, which is goes across. I've driven all those highways, and I can't remember the numbers. 80 goes across Iowa and then into Nebraska is 80.
Well, see, 90 is
70 goes all the way from Washington D.C. up through Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all the same. They're all those same kind of highways.
Well, they're federal highways.
Sure.
The Eisenhower military artery system for transporting.
Right. Ike built those. Or it was Ike's idea to build those highways. And do you know why they only have exits like 6 miles apart, or whatever they are?
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, Ike said, you know, if we have a major war of some kind, we need to be able to land our fighter planes and big heavy equipment haulers anywhere. And that's why, see, they can close off a section of any one of those interstates, and you'd have a perfect landing field.
I see.
Now, I remember that. I see, it's a shame to be as old as I am, because I remember all of these things.
Well, I hear you're so big, you don't know which book to pull.
But anyway, Kevin, I appreciate your comments.
Okay, well, thanks, and thank you very much. Have a good day.
You bet. Let's go to Pat in Missouri. Hi, Pat. You're up next.
Thanks for taking my call. Every time the Democrats are on one side almost 100% and Republicans on the other side almost 100%, you can be sure labor and the cost of government has more to do with it than anything else. It's not really security. I suspect that what's going on here and the reason why the private sector can recoup their costs in 15 years but the public sector can't is because in Indiana there's probably laws that says that you have to have either union or similar union package type employees when you're working the toll booths and all the other rest stops and things like that. Isn't that true? You've got a guest on there, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know whether you're unionized up there or not. Do you know, Trent?
Well, we've got a strong union presence, but there's no requirement that the workers on the toll road are unionized. In fact, I do not believe they are. They are state employees.
But just typically, a government can't do anything as well as private industry can, because government will not cut back. You know, they're talking about having a balanced budget. We need a bill to make our government have a balanced budget. See, I can't see that would do a bit of good. I think it'd make things worse, actually, because how are they going to balance the budget? You see, if they would say we're going to have a bill that makes them cut down on spending, that would be great, but they can balance the budget just by adding more taxes. And this is what government does. Government, here in this corporation that we are in right now, Learfield Communications, I am the field that started with Clyde Lear, and we produced Learfield Communications. And here a few years back, we got into some financial difficulties, and we had to lay off a lot of good people that we didn't want to lay off. We had to cut back. We had to do a lot of things. See, government never lays off anybody, do they? Does it, I should have said.
Not often, but I do know in the past couple of years there's been a number of state employees that have lost their job. And in regards to this toll road, what's interesting is the workers on the toll road right now are not guaranteed that they'll have their job once this Australian company takes over the operations under the lease. There is a preference. They will be interviewed first, but there's no guarantee that they'll remain at the toll road. Now, the concessionaire also says if a toll road worker does not renew their job, then the state is to offer them a job somewhere else in state government. The practical effect of that is it may very well be at one end of the state, whereas they live at the northern end, and they may be offered a job at the very southern end. But that is one so-called protection that was built into it for the toll road workers.
Well, I don't know, but I'm kind of like Kevin. It just doesn't look like it's something that should have ever been done in the first place, but, you know.
Well, he had a good point. I mean, living there, I think he said he was from Buffalo, but pointing out what I mentioned earlier is this road runs all the way to the Philadelphia Harbor, I mean, through different states. And I think what you're going to see, Derry, here in the next few months or next year, you may have a later from Pennsylvania and or Ohio talking about the same issue.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. We've already discussed what's going on in Texas. You know, they've got those Texas, they're trying to build toll roads across Texas, which is just part of this international corridor that's going to run right up through the follow Interstate 35 right through Missouri, and they're going to have the smart port there in Kansas City. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Nina in Pennsylvania. Hi, Nina. You're on the air.
There. How you doing?
Good.
I have been a construction inspector here in Pennsylvania on our toll road system for 26 years.
Really?
Involved when we initially installed Easy Pass, and I was kind of suspicious of it then. But a few weeks ago, I was at a construction seminar for the toll road here, and somebody brought up an article that was written in Western Pennsylvania about this same Australian company showing an interest in taking over the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And the Turnpike at this point is not interested in it. But I got a hold of a couple of publications. One's called Toll Trans and the other one's called Traffic Technology International. If you really want to get an eye-opening view of what's going on worldwide with these toll roads and the tracking and tracing system, it's very scary. It's extremely scary.
Tell us, scare us a little bit. Tell us about it.
They have so many ads in these magazines for different kinds of cameras that can capture everything about a person, your face, your license plate. They have different types of transponders they want to put in vehicles. The ultimate goal is actually to track, to trace, and to collect tolls from everybody worldwide. And I don't know if you're aware of this one or not, but that Trans-Texas Corridor that they're building down in Texas, there is a big furor going on right now about the actual construction of that road where they are not putting the proper types of materials in the road, and the actual road is failing inspection right now. And And
well, you know, the Interstate 70, I just live, actually, I'm about 25 miles off Interstate 70, but I'm a lot closer to that. I can't get across to Interstate 70 because the Missouri River's in the way, but I know a lot about I-70. And I remember it was completed in 1965. I remember that very well because I had just taken a job at the Kansas City Stockyards, and that was the day I went to work at the Kansas City Stockyards, the same day the governor drove from Kansas City to St. Louis on this brand new highway. Well, we've rebuilt that darn highway a half a dozen times.
Oh, yeah, it's the same with the Turnpike. The Turnpike opened in 1940, and I've actually been back over sections 4 and 5 times rebuilding them and repaving them. Now we're actually into a massive total reconstruction on different sections of the Turnpike. But our system here, our toll takers are unionized. We're all unionized, but if a private entity did decide to take over it, I'm sure that would be out the window. At this point, this toll road is funded by floating bonds. That's how they pay for all of this construction. But over the years, we've gotten more and more involved in larger projects that have federal funds in it, so of course they're going to take more and more control over it.
Okay, let's take a break. Can you stay with me over this commercial break? We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Nina, stand by. We'll do what we're going to do, and then we'll do something else. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Are you still with me, Nina? Nina, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, I've never been on the Autobahn in Germany, but I watched a thing on major structures or megastructures or something like that one evening on television, and they say that they don't have to repair the Autobahn. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not too familiar with that. I don't know what kind of construction that was on.
Well, it was showing how they built it, and it's running on like, and you know, don't hold me to this. I just watched it, and I don't know. But it was like 3 feet of solid concrete and steel before they put the finishing touches on it.
Oh, my. That's...
I mean, it was a big ordeal.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I've got another little tidbit here I'm going to throw into this. This Easy Pass system, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's convenient and this and that, and they're not worried about being tracked and traced. Well, when they were building it here, one of the components of this system is a giant computer data collection system that is actually based at a military installation. And all the Easy Pass data from all the northeastern states goes into this, gets analyzed, and any public or private agency will be able to have access to this data. And one of the things that gets me is I'm wondering if a private agency has control of something like this, if they're going to be able to inspect the construction of it properly.
Well, I'd say that's up to the Indiana, however they wrote the specs on the thing. Don't you imagine? What, do you know anything about that, Trent?
As I said, there were written into the concessionaire agreement were requirements for the maintenance, and there are certain standards kind of above my head in the construction field, but certain standards that they must abide by.
Yes, we have the same thing here, too.
Okay, but let's go back to Easy Pass, because, see, I see that as a way that they're just going to keep, they're going to keep control of the general population.
Exactly.
Don't you think so? I mean, it's not going to be just Easy Pass, and they've already, I believe it was the Supreme Court that said, you know, these highway stops are legal now. You know, we used to say, you can't stop me, I didn't do anything wrong. But now, I'm just sure that we've had a Supreme Court case on that, and they say, yeah, you can, they can stop you. They call it a drug test or something. I don't remember what they call it, but we're going to see more of this. Checkpoints. Do you have checkpoints there in on the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
No, we don't.
Well, Derry, a police agency can initiate a drug checkpoint or a drunk driving checkpoint. I know there are certain requirements that they must meet, but that is allowed pretty much in any...
Yeah, and it's been all the way to the Supreme Court.
Sure.
So, I, you know, who knows what, but we're going to see more of this. Again, Nina, tell me, you said it was the Traffic Technology International or something. What was the name of that paper?
Yes, Traffic Technology International was a magazine, and there's another one called Toll Trans. And it's got a lot of interesting stuff in it.
Can you get them on the Internet?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Just go to Google and type that in, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to get a free subscription to it.
Okay, what do you think? Have you listened to the entire program today?
Most of it.
Okay, what do you think about what's going on in Indiana for the next 75 years?
I see it being trouble. I see it being big trouble in the future.
In what respect?
Like I said, the quality of construction for the highway, them raising and raising and raising the tolls. Mm-hmm. And just monitoring what is going on out there.
See, when we first started talking, I make little notes as we go along. And I have a note here that one of the first things I wrote down is the value of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Indiana getting this $3.8 billion. And I said, where is it now? And we're about out of time. But the dollar has depreciated like 50% over the past decade or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they're just holding those dollars, it's going to be gone. They're not going to do anything with it. Based upon the way that our dollar has been depreciating. Hey, Nina, thanks for calling in. Trent, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.